Lifestyle with Alan T.
Well, the good news is, joining me on the line now is Poppy. Hi, Poppy.
Hello there.
Well, I'm sorry about that. We had a little bit of a technical issue here, but anyway, we've got you. Unlock our power. My goodness me, it's a very sort of appropriate title for our discussion after what's been happening in the last 20 minutes. Tell us about it. Now, tell us about your seven powerful practical steps.
Yes. Well, this is all about how we actually don't get terrified of our own power. Yeah, and how we can gently unlock possibilities that are already within us. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So it came from quite a difficult part of my life, actually. So if you scroll back, I was losing my sight. I was in my 20s. I was a TV producer. Very, very busy. And I was really losing my footing and had a lot of responsibilities. And I spent about a month where I couldn't see. And I started to find what now are called the seven keys to help me. And that's where it came from. It became a process I've used with big leaders and companies for many, many years. And then HarperCollins asked me to write a book about it.
Okay.
So that's what this is. Yeah.
So, look, you said you had this problem with your eyesight. I mean, there are sort of symptoms there of developing multiple sclerosis, I know, for my partner. So, obviously, did you have any fears that it was something more serious? It was something to do with a medical problem that you were experiencing?
Yeah. I mean, it was terrifying. If anyone's had that before, you know, I didn't know what it was, and nor did the doctors. So I was in and out of a lot of MRI scans, a lot of that. It really forced me, and I know it's a pun, but it really forced me to see my life more clearly.
You will do, yeah. Yeah, it's inevitable that that's going to make you completely sort of reevaluate your whole sort of lifestyle and everything. It sounds to me, though, you were in a very, I suppose you could say, stressful environment working, a lot of pressure, I would imagine.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. And what I found was actually, I thought all my power came from external validation. I thought it all came from the job titles and the successes. And I have what I call these invisible mind patterns, these imps. You know, if you ever go to the next level, you think, like, isn't it?
Invisible
new level,
mind.
New devil.
Okay, invisible mind patterns, imps. I've got that.
Yeah.
Imps. Okay.
Imps. I had a lot of those. A lot of pressure to perform, succeed, do well.
Now, you say this is a practical, powerful guide to break old patterns, rewire your energy, and step into your next level future. No hustle required. I mean, you can give us a little example so that we can sort of guide our listeners into interesting in your book, as I'm sure it is. Obviously, a lot of things are unraveling in the book, but give us an example.
Yeah, sure. So your invisible mind patterns that we mentioned there, they actually really run your decisions and your behaviours, your reactions, your results in split seconds before you actually have time to think. So a lot in this book is how we actually recognise what they are and then what we actually do to start to debunk a lot of the old stories that they sort of tell us before we've even had a chance to take a moment and assess. So it goes from desire, which is what do we actually want in life, all the way through to that being done in seven steps. Yeah.
It's an interesting point because it's a bit like what I've just been experiencing in the last 20 minutes trying to contact you. I've had to sort of make decisions and I've had to sort of use my mental powers to say, well, okay, I know how to use Zoom. I know what we're doing here. I'll just sort of go through a few motions. And you literally, your brain sort of actually locks into something. You've just got to keep calm and pursue it. Other than sort of getting all worked up, and I've been in broadcasting for many years, so I don't really get that flustered that easily. But it's just disappointing when you feel as though you're trying to achieve something and something's holding you back. So you think, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be persistent and persevere in this.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of that stuff comes from a power that's already within us to unlock. So if you do feel like there's a pattern coming up like that, and of course, that was huge for me, being so stressed out and pressurized in my job for so long.
Sure.
And like you've just said there, Alan, it's like when you don't know how to handle that, this is the book I wrote for that.
Well,
because a lot of the patterns are in our nervous system.
Yeah.
So we don't really get to control that, and so much stuff going on outside, uncertainty.
Sure, sure, yes. I mean, the world is a volatile place, and of course everything is moving so fast these days. I mean, do you think that our modern way of living has exacerbated this trend?
I think a lot of us are living in what I would call, and what neuroscience would call, survival state, where we're just constantly in that low-level chronic stress.
Yeah.
And we need to tap out of that and unlock a bit more now.
So what, you got any sort of recommendations you can give us, just so we've got a guide into the complexities and also the answers in your book?
Yeah. So one of the really great parts of the book that I would say, because it is me and it is my book, is how we start to work with our nervous system to unlock the next level of our life. So rather than looking at action and what we can do in the strategy, let's look at what we can do to make our nervous system feel safe enough to expand to the next level. So one of the really great parts that we can just even try now, if you want, Alan,
sure,
is called the butterfly tap. And you put your hand over your heart, one hand on top of the other, and you do a bilateral tapping. I created something called rapid tapping. And if you tap one and the other like this, and you take a deep breath through your nose and out through the mouth, very quickly you'll start to regulate and just feel a little bit better in your body. So that's just calming your nervous system to get some clarity in the prefrontal cortex of your brain.
Okay. Yeah, I can sense something. It's yesterday I was clasping my hands, when I was talking with about Tai Chi and these other sort of methods of controlling your body and understanding how you can sort of keep your vitality is what they were talking about in the interview yesterday, and that's very important, isn't it?
Yeah, keeping that connection to yourself when everything is so busy and different.
When you just mentioned there about sort of putting your hand over your heart, I was starting to think about Matthew McConaughey in the film Wall Street, Wolf of Wall Street, when he starts tapping his chest as if saying,
oh, yeah,
that's some kind of, you know, tap your chest and it gives you power, it gives you energy. Do you ever see that?
I do remember that. It's a power pose.
Yeah.
There's a few things in the book about that, actually.
To create it.
It
came straight into my mind as soon as you mentioned about sort of putting your hand over your heart and doing this tapping. Well, look, it's been a pleasure to come. I'm glad we actually finally got connected. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. If anybody wants to sort of find out more about this, obviously they can go to our bookstore on our website, and that will take them to the usual sort of purchase online systems. But if anybody wanted to contact you, or is there a website or a LinkedIn or something that we can use?
Yeah, so my name really, poppydelbridge.com, D-E-L-bridge, poppydelbridge.
Poppydelbridge, that's D-E-L-B-R-I-D-G-E, as in bridge. poppydelbridge.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and I do apologise for the slight delay, but you know, these things happen, and we finally got to talk. And as I say, I will give that a few tries. I will do it, definitely. Put your hands across your chest like that, and tap this way. Yes?
Yeah. Like a butterfly.
Yes. Okay. Got it. Yeah. And sort of breathe in through the nose, and breathe out through the mouth. Okay. Listeners, there you go. So there you go. poppydelbridge.com, or you can go to our book site and order the book now. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much for sort of being patient and getting in touch with us. It's been a real pleasure. I wish you a good day.
Thank you. Great to chat.
Thank you very much.